KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 46. Southwesterly winds shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The state's coronavirus dashboard today shows 29 more people have died from COVID-19 since Wednesday, for a total since the beginning of the pandemic of 1,927. The number of deaths attributed to pre-existing conditions statewide are 1,237. The long-term care facility deaths amount to 915. That's 10 more than reported yesterday. Officials say there are 4,318 new confirmed cases of the virus. Cass County has one new positive case of COVID for 607 and two more deaths for a total of 13. IDPH reports one more death at Adair and Pottawatomie counties and three more in Harrison County. Long-term care facility outbreaks are down to 100 today from 101 yesterday. In Cass County, our three facilities, as we previously mentioned, have a combined total of 144 positive cases with 42 recovered. A record number of Iowans remain hospitalized with COVID-19. They're up from 1,190 yesterday to 1,208 today. COVID patients in an ICU amount to 215. That's five more than yesterday. Persons admitted to a hospital since 10 a.m. Wednesday amount to 207. That's down from 230 previously. And there remains 101 patients on a ventilator. You can take a look at the rest of the COVID-19 stats in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Dan Haynes, director of the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic, said Wednesday that due to the latest governor's proclamation and the rising cases of COVID-19 in our county, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA staff and board of directors has decided to postpone the community discussion on the future of recreation and quality of life in Atlantic and the surrounding area. The community meeting, which was announced November 2nd, was originally scheduled to take place next Tuesday, November 17th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building. Haynes says the YMCA will try to reschedule the meeting for sometime in January, contingent upon the current conditions with regard to COVID. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber Wednesday evening updated the school board on the status of COVID-19 in our district.
From day one, our return to learn plan has utilized social distancing as our primary mitigation strategy to help start school and prevent spread within the organization. Also, when these conversations began, our narrative has always been we have three crises, not only COVID-19, but the education of our students and the family dynamics that exist across the board.
For the most part, he said they've been able to accomplish social distancing at the middle school and high school, but the mask requirement at the Washington building ran into some difficulties.
This morning, you talked about Washington being a challenge. I know last week they, as a group, looked at ways that they could try to figure out how we could get the mask off the kids at certain times, and not only the kids, but also the teachers. People that have ideas are getting it all out in the open, and hopefully they're figuring out ways that they can alleviate some of the need to have that mask on every minute, every day.
Barber said the county's COVID-19 percentages have come down from 20% on October 21st to 17.8% Wednesday morning, and as of this morning, they are currently at 17.1%. The district, which is eligible to enact their hybrid learning program, will not do so because attendance has not been a problem, because there's not a widespread of the virus among the district's buildings.
We have data based on our reactions from students, responses from parents when hybrid data was sent out, that they desire to remain in school. Throughout the school community, the greatest fear in regards to COVID at this time is what will happen when we dismiss school for Thanksgiving and Christmas break. To me, this is just another reason that we continue to be stringent with our mitigation strategies and keep our current model of instruction in place. Our evidence would suggest that kids in school is one of the safest places to be to avoid COVID.
In other news, Mr. Barber said last week the district learned the federal food program will be free for the remainder of the school year. Food Service Director Natalie Ritter will provide the board with an update with regard to feeding the students during their work session on November 18th. And Barber said the technology has been ordered to create an interactive experience for recorded and possibly live-streamed school board meetings.
We talked a lot about live-streaming these meetings, and it really hasn't been very clean. We did find that there's such a thing as called an owl, and it's voice censored, and it has a 360 camera. So we've ordered one of those. We'll put it in the middle of our little circle here, and then when Christy's talking, the camera will go to her, and then vice versa. So it's pretty neat.
In our funeral announcements, Wayne B. Rice, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Hamburg, died November 5th. Funeral services for Wayne Rice will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Hamburg. Rash Goody Funeral Home of Hamburg has the arrangements. Maxine McGinnis, age 98, of Stewart, died Saturday at Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Maxine McGinnis will be held today at 1 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements, and the family kindly asks that cologne or perfume not be worn due to allergy sensitivities. Cecil Harris, age 94, of Adair, died November 6th at his home. Graveside services for Cecil Harris will be today at 1:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dallas Monk, age 91, of Exira, died November 4th. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside service for Dallas Monk will be today at 2 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Carl Waugh, age 93, of Winterset, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A graveside service tribute for Carl Waugh will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Stewart. The family requests masks be worn and social distancing be practiced. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart is assisting the family. Ruth Fauble, age 94, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Stewart. Funeral services for Ruth Fauble will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Doris Stenstrom Richards, age 93, of Exira, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Doris Stenstrom Richards will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Orange Township Township Cemetery in rural Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Donna Peterson, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Donna Peterson will be on Friday at 2:30 at the Fontenelle Cemetery with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Ruth Cook, age 90, of Dunlap and formerly of Erling, died Sunday at the Dunlap Specialty Care. A private mass of Christian burial for Ruth Cook will be held Friday at the St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery, St. Joseph Catholic Church, that is, in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Genevieve Meyer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Genevieve Meyer will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Lilly, age 91, of Greenfield, died November 6th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Bob Lilly will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Lowell Jensen, age 78, of Messina, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A mass of Christian burial for Lowell Jensen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Jimmy Morgan, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life services for Jimmy Morgan will be this Saturday at 1:30. The Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The service will be live streamed on Roland's website. Wayne Toby Held, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Public graveside services for Wayne Toby Held will be take place on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Sherwin Sunderman, age 89, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Sherwin Sunderman will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Johnson, age 87, of Anita, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. A private family graveside service for Wayne Johnson will be held in Anita at the Evergreen Cemetery with military honors. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Monahan, age 64, who was formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A private family celebration of life memorial service for Bob Monahan will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. John Bass, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for John Bass are pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.